Now there are five. That's how many Republican senators say they will not run again. New Mexico's Pete Domenici today joined the already announced departure of Republicans from Virginia, Nebraska, Colorado, and Idaho, though Senator Larry Craig does seem to be having second thoughts there. Slate.com's chief political correspondent John Dickerson is back with us. John, welcome. And what about Senator Domenici's farewell?
Well, it's another piece of bad news for Republicans who monitor their Senate chances. There are 34 Senate races up for grabs in 2008. 22 of those seats are currently held by Republicans. So there are the seats you mentioned, and then there are four tough races, all of them with incumbent Republicans, that are also a problem for Republicans. Plus, they have an unpopular president, and when you talk to people about which party they prefer, it's the Democrats. So it's another piece of bad news.
Senator Domenici has been involved in a slight political scandal over the firing of the prosecuting attorneys by the Justice Department. But today, apparently, he's saying there are significant health reasons for him to decide not to run again.
That's right. And everybody I've talked to seems to think that's, in fact, the case. You never know in Washington when people give up power. The first reason, which is often, you know, to spend more time with my family or go back to my first love, is often not the actual reason they're not running. But in this case, everybody does seem to think it's the senator's health problems.
What is his departure going to mean for the Republican leadership in the Senate? Because this is a figure who's quoted fairly often. This is a big guy.
He is a big guy, although recently he's been a little bit tricky for Republican leaders because he spoke out against the president's policies in Iraq, and he has always spoken his mind, particularly when he was the budget chairman. He was always great to interview because he always had something very colorful and clever to say. It is somebody who is certainly a big figure in Republican ranks. But the big problem, of course, for Republicans is that he puts a state, New Mexico, into play, and that's a battleground state. And so that's they're not just losing an incumbent, but they're losing an incumbent in an important state.
Let me ask you about Senator Larry Craig of Idaho. We mentioned him earlier. He of the airport men's room arrest and guilty plea. Wasn't the Republican leadership determined to make this problem go away so that you and I would stop talking about it?
Well, that's exactly right. You know, we have the Republicans have this problem is the people they want to stay are leaving and the people they want to leave are staying. And so we have Larry Craig, who is now past his deadline for resigning from the Senate, and nobody knows quite what he's going to do. And there's nothing more that Republicans can do short of a bodily harm to change his mind. And they also have Ted Stevens, the Republican senator from Alaska, who is also under investigation. And that's a problem for Republicans as well.
Okay, John, staying with the Republicans, but off the Senate here for a moment. Did you see the Fred Thompson campaign story on the front page of today's New York Times? Hardly a exciting description of a candidate out campaigning in Iowa.
Oh dear, it was a bad story for Senator Thompson. We've all who've covered him since he's entered the race have written versions of this story, but Adam Negrini's story in the Times today was perfect because it crystallized this moment. And the moment was when Senator Thompson, after speaking, had to essentially ask his audience to applaud for him. Now, we must remember that Thompson was the white knight of the Republican Party, going to come in and stir everyone who was in the doldrums about their presidential chances, their chances in the Senate, the low approval ratings of the current president, and really get everyone stirred and exciting. And what was captured in that Times piece is that Senator Thompson's having not much of an effect, really, out there on the campaign trail.
Well, if he's supposed to dispel the doldrums and he comes to the end of a presentation and says in front of a reporter, would everybody please applaud? That's a hard day.
It may be the calm before the storm of excitement, but I doubt it.
John Dickerson at Slate.com. John, thank you again.
Thanks.